You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now here, Mesidah Mitzvah, it mentions, it's about how the fellow Jew needs to be treated by the laws of the slave. So now here, we expected greater mitzvah, like Shabbat, and Kashrut, Tefillin, and so on. So now here, it seems like before one learns about 39, the laws of the Shabbat, slaughtering, how to write the Tefillin, so there's an introduction, and that is, you have to know how to treat your fellow Jew. To treat a fellow Jew. Makes sense? But why? Good. Understand. But why this is more crucial than even the mitzvot that we have to observe between us and Hashem. For example, Yom HaKippurim comes, then you come to Hashem and say, no, I'm sorry, no, I didn't know about Hilchot Borer, how to separate things on Shabbat, when I eat, and so on. I'm sorry, I learned the halakha, I'm not going to do it anymore. Hashem says, Salachti kit varecha, I forgive you. So then you say, you know what? You know, I embarrassed Reuven. Can you forgive me?
No.
No. What do you mean? You forgive me for Shabbat, but you don't forgive me because I was not careful to what to say about Reuven in front of people. I embarrassed him. You say, no, I don't get involved with this. Why? Why?
Between you and him.
I'm sorry?
Between you and that person, not between you and Hashem.
Fine. That's understandable. But which is more crucial? To forbid one of the 39 commands of the Shabbat or... like say Lashon Hara about somebody.
Everyone is a children of Hashem, so you cannot say anything.
Understand. Who has a greater position, Hashem or Reuven?
Hashem.
So if Hashem has a better respect, greater respect that we have to give him and listen to him, so what Reuven is doing here? If you can forgive me because I didn't keep kashrut, if I didn't put on tefillin, so you know, erase that one too. He has a good delete button, no?
But what did he do to that person? Nothing to do with Hashem. That
understand? Of course, it doesn't have anything to do with him. But still, it's just a little bitty thing.
No, it doesn't matter. Because why Hashem forgive for what he did to somebody else? That means that you don't. It's not fair to that person.
Allah forgive me, then I will do something. It's Kippur. What do you mean? So how come you forgive me for Shabbat? How come you forgive me for Kashrut?
Because that's what related to Hashem.
Fine, but the point of matter here is it doesn't count. It doesn't count. What's the big deal?
You're actually disrespecting yourself. So how could you...
Understand? Again, what is greater, to respect Hashem or to respect
Hashem?
I ask you a question. He says, Ish aviv ve'imo tirau ve'et shabbatotai tishmoru. Good?
Yes.
So now, if we see a very powerful message, and that is, let's say, God forbid, somebody is disrespecting to keep Shabbat. Right? Does he know what happens in Shammai?
No.
He doesn't know. Let's say he forgets or he's not ready to put on tefillin. Does he know what's happening in Shammai?
No.
He doesn't know. Now, here Ribono Shel Olam says, I forgive you for whatever that you disobeyed me. Why? Because I understand you. Because if you know what's happening in Shamayim, when you did not observe the laws of the kashrut, so then you would be to be blamed. But because you don't know, I'll let you go. But when you disrespect your fellow Jew, when you put him down, when you talk negative about him, do you know what he's going through?
Yes.
So you see the result. You see what's happening. So that's why before we have to learn all the laws of the Shabbat, Kashrut, Tefillin. Here, all of a sudden, after Matan Torah, Hashem says, watch out for this miskin, this Yehudi. See what he's going through. Back him up. Give him a feedback. Take care of him. And that's exactly the whole base of Yehudi is all about. That he has to make sure that, God forbid, he would not acting as what is called Hashem Melumada. What does that mean? You know, fine. Hashem is happy with me. You know, I'm doing whatever I am capable to do. But him, okay, so what happened? You know, what's the big deal? So that's why we see unbelievable thing, and it's very surprising that all of a sudden that we were so elevated. We reach such a climax at the Matan Torah, all of a sudden, see, watch out for this Yehudi. And it's not a Yehudi that is Ivri, is Eved, it's an Eved Ivri. That's why Sheikh HaKadosh comes and asks, what does it mean, Eved Ivri? We don't have Eved, it's an Ivri that became Eved. He says, no, he's an Eved Ivri. What happened to him? He lost hope. He crashed. So take care of him. Grab him. And that's what the whole point here is all about. You know, I said a story that two people went to the doctor. So now, when the doctor comes, and one says, he was not able to speak. He said, what happened? So the one next to him, he said, he swallowed a quarter. So then doctor asked the other one, so why are you here? He said, this is my quarter he swallowed. So he didn't take him to the doctor to take care of him. He said, take the quarter out to give it to me. That's how he remembered him. And unfortunately, sometimes we act exactly the same way. It's not that we worry about the Yehudi, you know, to take care of him, you know, see what he needs. How come you didn't come yesterday? Oh, but that doesn't help us. We have to see you. You know, I have to. How come you didn't come? So here, that's the whole point. That Shabbat, Kashrut, Tefillin, all of these is obligation. But the main thing before all of this comes, Ben Adam
LeChavero. So you have to ask, are you okay?
Exactly. That's the main basis, the foundation of the Yehudi, that you have to always be concerned about an Yehudi, how he's doing, what he needs, what you can do for him. Hashem Yizakenu, Bezat Hashem, Shalosh Baruch Hu, Yizakeh Kol Am Yisrael, Be'ahavat Chinam.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.